This is a blessing for risk takers and failures by Reverend Robin Tanner. I'll read the first part, but if you could please join Hanusha in reading the bold italicized words, we'll make this a responsive blessing, but unfortunately you'll have to remain muted. The system just doesn't like multiple voices. Blessed are they who make giant mistakes, whose intentions are good, but impact has injured, who know the hot sense of regret and ask for mercy, for their hearts will know the gift of forgiveness.
Blessed are they who fall in the mud and jump up with gusto and rip the pants, who skin the elbows and bruise the ego, for they shall know the sweetness of risk.
Blessed are they who have seen a D or an F or a C or any letter less than perfect, who are painfully familiar with the red pen and the labels as less than, for they know the wisdom in the imperfect.
Blessed are they who try again, who dust off, who wash up, who extend the wish for peace, who return to sites of failure, who are dogged in their pursuit, for they will discover the secret to dreams.
Blessed are they who refuse to listen to the naysayers, for their hearts will be houses for hope. Blessed are they
who see beyond the surface of another, for they will be able to delight in the gift of compassion.
Blessed are they who stop running the race to help a fellow traveler, who pick up the fallen, who stop for injured life, for they shall know the kindness of strangers.
Blessed are they who wildly, boldly abandon winning, for they shall know the path of justice. So if you have your items ready for the ritual that we will be doing, now is the time to gather them and have them close at hand. Today's service has been about letting go, metaphoric cleansing and quenching of thirst, setting of intentions, self-anointing, healing, new beginnings and possibilities. When we enact movements for each element that we're about to do, we bring our bodies, the solid reality of our flesh, to match the words that are spoken. At each step in this ritual, each one of you becomes your own healer, priest or priestess, minister, teacher. It is your circle of release, cleansing, intention, and hope to experience. So if we were all together, we would turn and face the south, which represents fire. And what we do now is consider a reading by Reverend Lois E. Van Leer. Roar through my soul, flame and fire and searing heat, burn all my fears to ash. Now send your sparks up on the breath of the wind, up to the sun, moon, and stars, snaking paths, roads for my spirit to follow. Sweet, sweet release. At this time, I invite you to take that piece of paper and the writing implement and to write that which you wish to let go of, that no longer serves your well-being or that of your community, to release it. So we'll pause here for a moment. Please go ahead and write what you are ready to release. So whatever you've written, you can set it aside for now And at some later date or time, you may wish to burn it, rip it up, or otherwise destroy it. And now to the place of the West, representing water. Most religious traditions have understood the element of water as the great purifier, that which washes clean and makes new. It is the teacher of the mysteries of life, death, and rebirth. Springs, streams, rivers, creeks, lakes, pools, ponds, and oceans are compassionate healers, relieving actual and metaphoric thirsts. Water in our lives represents the power of purification, the healing balm of compassion, and the mystical presence of creativity. Rumi bids us thus, be a full bucket, pulled up the dark way of a well, then lifted out into the light, stars burn clear all night. Do that yourself, and spring will rise in the dark with water. A spring will rise in the dark with water for your deepest thirst. So if you have your water handy, pour some or splash some into your hands and cleanse yourselves for the new year. We would face the north now and ask, what would our lives be like if we lived them with awareness and intention? An intention we can return to in any moment, at any time. The new year awaits. What intention will you bring to it? The author of these words is unknown. One tree can start a forest. One bird can herald spring. One smile can begin a friendship. One hand can lift a soul. One star can guide a ship at sea. One word can frame the goal. One vote can change a nation. One sunbeam can light a room. One candle can wipe out darkness. One laugh can conquer gloom. One hope can raise our spirits. One touch can show you care. One voice can wake up everybody. One life can make the difference. So at this time, please take whatever you have for oil. And if you didn't happen to have oil, then you can use the water and dab a little bit on a finger to anoint yourselves with oil as you set your intention for the year to come. And we end now in the East with a candle for new beginnings. Across millennia, human beings have lit lamps or torches or candles in religious ceremonies. Are they prayers? Are they remembrances? Are they unspoken hopes and desires? Whatever their meaning, the lighting of candles captivates us still. Novelist Barbara Kingsolver wrote, "The very least you can do in your life is to figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope, not admire it from a distance, but live right in it, under its roof." I invite you now to light your own candle, representing your inner beauty, that sacred spark from the divine energy that holds the universe together. Use the energy of this flame to fuel your hopes for the new year. And let us, as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Now, I think we have a few moments, and I wondered if anyone had a question or a comment about this idea of cleansing, letting go, making space for the new, or if anyone would like to share something personal from the ritual that we've just done together. Feel free to raise your hand or send a message in chat, and I will keep an eye on the chat to see if anyone shares that way.
Trudy.
Trudy's raised her hand. Go ahead, Trudy, please unmute.
So coincidentally, a group that I have belonged to and then not been able to attend in the US are studying a book called Love is Letting Go of Fear. And just like us, they meet, some of them are in person, and some of us joined by Zoom. They just finished Eckhart Tolle, and they're heading to Love is Letting Go of Fear by Jampolsky. And I know I have that book, but it's in a big box somewhere. I wonder if I'm going to buy another copy or go through boxes. Anyway, that's my personal thing. I would ask anyone who wants to study Love is Letting Go of Fear to email me and I'll get them connected. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Trudy. I'd like to say that I'm just grateful for the finding of this ritual and the readings that I just was getting exhausted with worrying about COVID. And I'm just so grateful to be able to focus on more than that, on so much that I have to be thankful for. I'm just gratitude that we are in Canada and how fortunate we are, and just that there is hope. And how do we live that? And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to move out of fear. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to share something from the ritual or their intention for the new year?
Oh, I'll give a kick at the can. The ritual. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. And I just liked how it touched on the different areas. And for me personally, I feel that it was, well, I'm really lucky. I'm glad I was here today for this. And I juxtapose. I stand this aside in contrast to different parts of my life or our lives that seem to be even more challenged at this time. And so we needed that. We need that bulwark. We need that ability to stand up against what is not right, what is not good. For example, I'm beginning to hear of more and more people who have tested positive for COVID, in spite of whatever they've tried to do to avoid it. And this is not good for them, but it's not good for society as well. So thank you for this ceremony. I found it very helpful this morning.
Sue and Carl, go ahead, please.
I'd like to offer appreciation and for the strength and resilience of everyone who is here in this group today, to honor that we've all been through similar yet different struggles and challenges, and appreciate the strength and wisdom that has been, we've gotten out of our normal, we've gotten out of our routines, or maybe we're in our routines in some ways and out of it in others, but we are coming through with strength and resilience. Thank you.
Good things to remember, Sue. It's easy for us to focus on what's wrong, and our mind is easily taken up with problems and fears, but we do our best work getting through life by thinking about possibilities. I think Michelle, you wanted to say something. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. I've been enjoying this wonderful little book called A Feast of Prayers by Beverly Lanzetta, who's become quite a prominent spiritual writer. And just yesterday I came across a line that I am going to ponder and bring into my new year. May my mind be stilled by beauty. So just being more mindful of being aware of the beauty that surrounds me in the natural world and all around, and making a point of taking that in and allowing it to be transformative. I have a lot of stress in my life. It's chronic. It's been chronic for many, many years. And I'm feeling the effects, and I'm sort of pondering, okay, is it possible to really overcome or moderate the impacts of something that's chronic? And I'm inspired by this line, may my mind be stilled by beauty. So I offer that to you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Rosemary, please go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you for the ritual. And Hanusha, I associate the beginning of our fellowship using concrete, tactile ritual, raising of arms to the four directions, holding water in our hands to cleanse, lighting real candles, anointing. I don't think we've ever anointed ourselves. That's a new one. And for me, I tend to be someone who doesn't do well with abstract. And this ceremony this morning was so grounding. And I am so grateful that I attended this ceremony and united with you all in this act of hope and faith. Thank you.
Well, my thanks to Brenda for digging this up. She found it with the UUA organization. And I think it's what we needed today. I'm glad it was helpful. Any other sharing? Well, I'm sure Brenda and I hope. Christine. Oh, Christine, please go ahead.
I have appreciated this morning a time to get away from COVID, but it'll help me when I'm speaking to my children, who are both very frustrated, very tired of being on the front lines with not enough PPE, not enough coworkers, and feel that the system is failing them. They make a lot of money, but they're fearful, they're angry, and And when they phone mom to vent, this will help me this week try to not fix and just listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. Lynn, go ahead, please.
I really appreciated. Am I unmuted?
Yes, go ahead.
I've got this letter, or this box saying unmute myself. So I don't know what that's about. It's getting in the way. Anyhow, sorry. I really appreciated the ritual. I was ready to, when you said, you know, something about getting your whole self involved, I forget the line you used, that kind of opened me up to do it. And I can see how that's helpful. Just reading something and pondering it and going over and over it. This is a different way of reaching something. And I really appreciate it. Also zeroing on maybe on a couple of things, you know, instead of facing it all. So I like the idea of what you give up and what your intention would be. So just two simple things, but amidst all the other effort and spiritual learning and all the other stuff that one surrounds themselves, it was sometimes good to just to highlight a couple of things. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Bettina, please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the service. And I appreciated the ritual also. It was meaningful. You prompted me to set a goal that I'm sure is impossible to achieve, certainly to achieve fully. But I will creep forward a little bit, I think, and I'll only get a D, but that responsive reading, it reassured me that that's okay. It gave me permission to work towards this goal and not despair, because I know I cannot achieve it and I know I will not achieve it, but I'm sure I will move towards it just a little bit. So thank you.
And anyone else before we move on? Well, I'm sure Brenda and I hope that the ritual was helpful to really concretely and fully experience this idea of letting go, creating space for something new, and recognizing our goodness. So thank you all for sharing.